Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I'm going to talk about how money is not a shameful topic. The less we talk about it, the longer we stay in the dark. Last week's episode with Andrew Quibbleman shared a whole lot around the idea how there is no shame in a dollar. And it's true. It's so true. And I want to expand on that, like take my own twist, like you know that I like to do. And I want to start with saying that money reflects choices, not character. Choices, not character. I have a friend who used to get a new leased car every 2 years. Like as soon as her lease was coming up, she took it in, traded it, and got a new lease. And at the time I thought, this is the craziest thing ever. Why would you waste money on a lease car? Is she that bougie? Does she think she's that great? And one day something came up about the car and her car choices. And she said the first car she ever had used to break down all the time and she was stranded. And she developed a belief that if she rented or leased a car, and drove it within the 2 year lease period and kept the miles minimum and took it in for all the maintenance, that should never be left high and dry on the side of a road. And it wasn't until a number of years later that she felt confident enough that she was bringing in enough money that if she bought a new car and it broke down, that she would be able to pay to have it repaired and have a rental car in the meantime. So we can create very quick judgments about people and their character when in actuality, it's possibly and probably more about choices and past experiences. So getting a new car every 2 years on a lease had nothing to do with her character. It had to do with her idea of safety and well-being. That's a whole nother thing. That is a whole nother thing. I was at a retreat a few years ago, and it became very evident, very clear that the people in this room were kind of like not my people. I was struggling to get on the same page with them for the most part during this event. And money kept being brought up. And the ladies in the room kept talking about the evils of money and how bad money is. And this just kept rolling around in my brain. And I was like, I don't understand. We paid to be at a retreat. We're in a beautiful location. We actually were in a stunning resort hotel in San Diego, California, for those who may not know, but San Diego is a super expensive place. And unless the few people who lived nearby, they just drove to the hotel, the rest of us had to fly in. We had to pay for a plane ticket. We had to pay for a hotel. And we had to pay to be part of this retreat. So everybody had invested a lot of money, not to mention our time to be there. And several of the women, one in particular, just hammered on this idea and notion of how evil money was. And finally, this was like a 3-day event, I think it was. And finally, it was towards the end, I said, I just have to throw something out there. And again, all these women knew each other. I was the newbie to the group, so it was like a very awkward situation. But I said, in the olden days, like in the early 1900s or before, people would trade with goods. So I come up to you and you've got meat. And I've got vegetables. I'm going to trade you my vegetables for some of your meat. But it can be very difficult to get your vegetables, especially a long time ago, from point A to point B and have them not rot. Same thing with the meat, it could go bad. And that's when the idea of currency came about. I'm going to say that you can have this much of my coins, my dollars, whatever. And in exchange, I'm going to get this meat or these vegetables. It's the same thing now. We place a value on something on how many dollars or euros or whatever your currency is. And that's all it is. And the look on that woman's face when I explained it that way was just utter horror that she had never considered that before. It's just that I don't want to carry around all the things I could trade you to get what I want from you that I don't have, that I don't create, that I don't build, that I don't grow, because I am surely not going to grow a garden. I can't even keep my flower beds having a flower alive in them. So I'm absolutely not going to do that. So when you can wrap your head around, oh, this is just a different way of exchanging. And somebody, I know you're out there. I know you're listening, thinking this is the most basic conversation ever. But trust me, this just happened a couple of years ago. So it's a thing. It's just really a thing. Dollars create possibilities. They create possibilities. What do you want to create in the world? What impact do you want to have in the world? Going back to the conversation from the retreat I attended, if I do well in my business and I bring in more money, what happens? What are the possibilities? The possibilities are I can donate more to charities I care about. I have more money for my family where I could possibly make a difference in their lives. I might see some homeless person on the street and it might just strike my chord that day, and I can generously give money. I also can go on amazing adventures and vacations, and I'm supporting other economies with going to stay at their resort. I have lots of possibilities. Do I go places and travel the cheapest way possible? Yes. Do I travel first class sometimes? Absolutely. Yes. Which do I like better? The first class. I love getting on a plane first. I love having my baggage dropped first. I love on a 3-hour flight with American Airlines. They have a really nice little vegetarian snack box. I'm not a vegetarian, but I find I like those options better. And this gal sat next to me and said, "Oh my gosh, this is like a Lunchable for adults." And I was like, "Yes, it is. Let's get another cocktail." It's possibility. It's possibility. Who do you know in your life that could really benefit if you just gave them $1,000? No questions asked, no strings attached. Do you know one person that that could really impact in a really positive way? That's the possibility of money. And the third point I want to make on this is talking about money is empowering. I'm going to let that soak in. Talking about money is empowering. I have gone to Spain 2 years in a row for a month, both times. And I have a friend who loves to travel, and we travel very well together. My husband doesn't want to go. He's invited. So, all you judgy people, he doesn't want to go. He's invited. Everywhere I go, he's invited. He'd rather not go. It's fine. It's fine. It works out really great for us. But I was talking to a friend of mine, and she said, "Well, I can't go to Spain like you do. I'm just not in that position." I said, "Okay, well, let me just tell you. When I invited my husband to come for a week of my month there, I found a plane ticket from Oklahoma City to Malaga, Spain, round trip. Basic economy, didn't even upgrade, just basic economy, just get you there and back. $757." And I said, "If you've got a year and you're working full time and your kids are out of your house, if you've got a year to come up with $800 to fly to Spain, you could have come. We already had the apartment. My bedroom had two beds. She could have come." But in her mind, the idea of going to Europe from the US to Europe was so big and so expensive and so far out of the realm of possibility that she didn't even consider it. And I have other friends the same way. They're like, "Oh my gosh, you go, have a good time." And I can hear the undercurrent of, "I can't go, I can't afford it." Well, can you not afford it? A lot of my expenses, not that it's any of your business, but a lot of my expenses were covered by affiliate marketing. I promoted other people and I had money come in and I set that money aside to go to Spain. When you stay in an Airbnb for a month, the price plummets because you're staying long term. Think of all the possibilities that you have not considered because you chose to live in a box, or maybe nobody showed you another way. Nobody ever opened up that box to show you other possibilities. Money reflects choices, not character. The dollar creates all kinds of possibilities for good in the world. And talking about money is empowering. If you don't know how much something costs, it's really easy to say, "I can't afford it." I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success. And if you want to have a one-on-one call with me to like hash through a little bit of this, please go to yoursuccesscall.com and book a call with me. I'd be happy to talk to you. You should be able to get on my calendar. Yoursuccesscall.com. I'm Jennifer Takagi. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe. And get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.